The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, having spent several years refining technologies and techniques with the Tyros experimental weather satellites, NASA and the U.S. Weather Bureau, the forerunner of NOAA, launched Nimbus 1, the first fully operational weather satellite. Building on the technology of Tyros, including infrared cameras, only one thing stood between Nimbus 1 and unqualified success: the fact that it only stayed in service for a month. Still, it paved the way for later weather satellites in the Nimbus, ESA, NOAA, and GOES series. In 2009, Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off once more for the International Space Station. Its two-week resupply mission was the 128th shuttle flight and Discovery's 37th flight into orbit.
Main engine start. 2, 1. Booster ignition and liftoff of Discovery, celebrating its 25th birthday by racking up science and supplies to the space station.
Houston now controlling the midnight ride of Rick Sturko and his crew to the International Space Station. Discovery rolling onto the proper alignment for its 8.5-minute ride to orbit. 4.5 million pounds of hardware and humans taking aim on the international outpost.
Science fiction writer Jack Vance was born on this day in 1916. Legendary comic artist Jack Kirby was born in 1917. Amanda Tapping, star of such series as Stargate SG-1 and Sanctuary, was born in 1965.
The work I am doing right now is very important to me.
It's not your dream.
Let's just leave it at that, please.
At least talk to the man. Do that much for me.
I knew sooner or later you'd make this about you.
In 1981, the American division of video game maker Taito unleashed the bizarrely abstract game Kix on American arcades, challenging players to claim as much of a blank playing field as possible while avoiding something that looked like the grandfather of the Windows 95 screensaver. In 1995, Star Trek Voyager flew into its second mission with its own unique answer to one of the greatest unsolved mysteries of the 20th century.
Who are you people?
Look, just let us go home. We won't tell anybody.
The hell we won't. I'm gonna let the world know what you people have done. Do you know who you've kidnapped here? Amelia Earhart. I'm her navigator. This is gonna be headline news. You people are in trouble.
Fred, let her talk.
What I have to tell you is going to sound hard to believe, even preposterous. We think you were abducted from Earth in the 1930s and brought millions of miles through space to a planet on the other side of the galaxy.
And that same night on UPN, the paranoid conspiracy series Nowhere Man kicked off, starring Bruce Greenwood.
Do you know my name?
Yeah. You told the police it was Thomas Vail.
Have you ever heard that name? Are you familiar with my work?
No, should I be?
I'm a photographer. Some of my work's been published.
So you're quite famous, then?
Look, don't patronize me. What I'm telling you is the truth.
Your truth.
You know, it's not as though I don't know how this sounds. You know, I probably wouldn't believe it if somebody said it to me. Doctor, the woman I've been accused of harassing is my wife. And someone, for some reason, has gotten to her and forced her to act like she doesn't know me.
But you have no paranoid delusions.
call my friends. Check me out.
I intend to.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The logbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the escape pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook of your escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.